So when you finish school, what did you do then?
I went to Butty.
Yeah.
Lived there all my life, you know. Right. Right up to when Mum and Charlie died. Mm-hmm. I was 62 then, when Mum and Charlie died. Because I used to help sell milk, and then in harvest time you was in the field loading it, yeah, like straw and feeding hens, you know. But I never milked a cow, and I didn't time any up. I was more in that, helping Mum cook meals, cleaning, you know, shopping and feeding hens or selling milk. But I can remember cows coming in the yard one day, and I thought, they'll say, you're to tie them up, and I can remember going in the shed, and I thought, I didn't tell you, but so I thought I'd try and climb over the bridge. Well, that was worse than ever. I thought I'd not go from the back. And I just tied one up and I got out and I went back and said, I can't do it now, I'm not doing it. So that's all. And then I never tried milk to tell you. Hilda learned how to milk, but she married a farmer, so that was good.
Is it Hilda Allen?
Pardon?
Is it Hilda Allen?
Oh no, Hilda and her sister, she were farming up in top of Norwich.
Oh.
And then both there and Charlie at that new age. And so they in the 50s when we sold the place, they rented the place and then it came to the sale, so they brought it and then resold it after. And then they brought a house.
So when you were at Butty, how many people sort of worked at Butty then?
Well, there was Batik's are very big. There was five beds in Batik at one time. Mm. So, and there'd be Charlie Clues, and there'd be two more as we were children. Mm. And you know, Charlie Clues came to Mum when he was 17, and he lived at home up there all the time. Mm. And like Ben Barry, for instance. And there were quite a few different ones kept coming and going, you know, I mean, Charlie's brother Frank.
So what, it'd be about 9 or 10 people?
No. So, how many people? I mean, there's six. How many people were in the house? Mm. That's 8, 9, 10, and then,
right,
there'd be 10 anyway in the house, yeah.
Mm.
And then
Oh yes,
you see, there was a little room part way up the stairs, which eventually were made into a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went into, well, Mum's and Dad's room, but then there were two more rooms.
Mm.
You see, it had been added on, but he had, you know,
mm-hmm,
some of it had. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bedrooms.
Right.
And the attics were very big, because at one time when Joe and Alec and then grew up, there were five beds, one in each corner, you know, and when they'd been big enough, down one side there were three, there were a lot of bed each. And then, you see, when I got married to Arthur, I was there, you see, at several times, there were 30 or 40 at one time, around the time.
So when did you get married then?
I got married in 46.
46?
Mm.
And was that down in
Maybrook
Church?
Maybrook Church, yeah.
And
what
sort of do was that?
And what
did you do those days?
I got married in Maybrook Church, and then Dad could kill a pig, you see. You could only kill so many. So the reception was at South Bank Hotel, but that is the hotel that's been knocked down now. Oh. That's the end of South Bank, opposite All Saints Church.
Right.
A lovely hotel that was. So Dad took a hand there, you see.
Right.
And I mean, that's how they worked. It's sort of had a nice wedding. And then all the weddings, I mean, Gigi and I from there, from Butty Hilda, you know, it's been the main church, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's been married.
Did you go well anyway?
I went away, yes, for a week, but cool.
Did you?
Yeah. And it rained nearly every day. Because it was in May.
That was May, wasn't it?
Yeah.